4. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani.
And welcome to episode number 79.
Ooh.
And in this episode, we're going to take a look at some of the most recent political conspiracies that came out of the political conventions. And if we have time, we'll check in on the mysterious signals that continue to arrive from outer space.
FRBs.
So, FRBs. So that's it.
Sorry to anybody that normally watches us live. We had to record a day early, so either you saw the message on the Reddit and you're watching it live right now, or you missed watching it live And we apologize. You know, sometimes I just moved into a new place.
Look how well lit you are.
I'm well lit now. I look good. I don't look so horrible. I still kind of look like Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men. But, you know, other than that, things are good. My mustache looks horrific in proper lighting, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things we should mention.
Shane immediately leave. As soon as
Shane's gone.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
Well, look, we should do a couple of things. One is we need to thank our patrons. You've been to our Patreon and signed up. You get a bonus episode each week. You get discounts on merchandise. And our true fans. And one of our fans, Alex, he went the extra mile this past week, and he sent us beers from OHSO Brewery in Phoenix, Arizona. And there's kind of special because they didn't start canning until COVID.
I'm drinking 89 ale amber beer.
They're showing it to the listeners who only listen to audio. They were showing it to the camera.
That's what you should watch.
A partly cloudy IPA, which is delicious. And apparently this brewery didn't start canning till the quarantine. And all during this, they found ways to like help the community. They made hand sanitizer. They manufactured toilet paper.
I heard they even made some cans of beer that looked like cans of beer, but was actually filled with hand sanitizer as like a goof.
Oh, yeah. It was a very pale ale.
You're like, try this. And then you go, the inside of my mouth.
It was bleach. Yeah. It was the Trump IPA. It was like straight bleach.
These guys like to have fun.
You know. Yeah, but check out that brewery if you're in Phoenix.
Yeah, man. And thanks, Alex, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah. OHSO Brewery.
Oh, so good, so delicious. So I'm drinking that. And we have social media, of course. You can find us out there. And what else? Anything else?
Obviously, Reddit, Patreon.
Okay,
we are like one more or two people more away from $100 a month.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Which is pretty big for us.
Yeah,
especially because we're charging. Patreon tells you not to charge less than $5 a month because they say you're kind of screwing yourself.
But, yeah, because how do you go up from there? You can't. They're like, why would I go up?
I think they're just like the percentage. I think they take a.
You don't have to give us just $3 a month if you're doing well.
Well, that's not
in
what
life.
I meant. I meant the point was that we're.
you can give us more.
I mean, yeah, obviously that. But my.
Oh,
point
you're trying
that,
to give them a sense of the math involved with.
I'm just saying. We're giving it away basically for free, and we're almost at $100. That's pretty tough.
We're doing pretty good. Thanks to the 33 of you out there.
So if you're on the fence and
get enough of this. There is actually none of this. That's one of the big bonuses is you don't get any of this crap about anything. We just go straight into it. We just get into the nitty gritty.
Boy, are we going to make the regular episodes more unlistenable by adding ads to them.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be.
So just enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will offer ad-free versions on Patreon.
Thank you. That'll just be something I'll have to do. we did not discuss that. My promise to you is that the ads will be exactly 30 seconds long. So if you just hit that 30-second fast forward button, you'll skip it. And I feel like that way it doesn't require me to do extra work. But I guess I could just edit the podcast twice.
That's hilarious.
$5, you get ad-free episodes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Look, because we're talking about a little bit on a political edge, I think we should start this disclaimer that, like, we sometimes talk about politics on here because there are conspiracies that are related to politics, and we always are trying to figure out what's the truth, right? Regardless of whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative.
But I will say that I am a mustachioed 28-year-old that lives in Brooklyn, so you gotta give me some goddamn leeway on me being a liberal, for fuck's sake. Somebody's blowing me up saying I have Trump derangement syndrome, and I'm like, what do you fucking want from me? Just listen, just enjoy the laughs. If I say something politically you don't agree with, just fast forward.
But that's my point, is that people that think we have Trump derangement, or think that there are people on the other side that think that we're way too apologetic towards Trump. There are people that think that we're closet conservatives. We're not satisfying anybody here, and that's fine, because we're just trying to find the funniest
shit.
Closet
homosexual. That's
the only thing in my closet is my boyfriend.
That's definitely true, man.
The only thing in my closet is my fear of having that conversation with my family.
Exactly.
Just kidding. I have a girlfriend. We're doing pretty well. Unless part of the reason why you like the podcast is because you have built in your head that I might be single. If that's the case, I am single. Still, listen.
Gay and single.
Whatever you want. Sam.
I am a chameleon. I am whatever you want. For $3 a month, I will be whatever you want me to be.
This is why we need an OnlyFans. We got levels. We got
episodes.
We got Patreon.
Sam said he'd cut his hair and sell it for $100
on Patreon.
On OnlyFans. Was it on this podcast where I said I should set up a camera under my desk for when I beat off? Because that's anonymous.
I mean, I think people would pay for that. I mean, honestly, I think people would pay, Sam, if you just got naked and insulted your penis. And like just insult.
A lot. I don't know what I think. The idea is low impact ways to bring in extra money, develop a new complex.
Well, I'm just saying,
$10 a month.
I think there's a niche market out there for people that just are willing to humiliate themselves.
Well, guys,
if
you're interested in some sort of sexual content for me, leave a message on the Patreon, and I assure you that I will actually probably consider doing it.
I mean, if that one woman I've never heard of made $1 million in 24 hours on OnlyFans.
Bella Thorne?
But how would I know? Why would I know?
Laughing so hard because I was reading this Twitter thread about, I probably shouldn't get into this. This should probably be saved for the Patreon. But it was just this woman who was explaining the intricacies of the sex work trade. And I was just having a hard time empathizing with her because they switched her from everybody from weekly pay to monthly pay, which sucks. But I'm like, dude, you're probably making like $20,000 a month. I'm like, God forbid you don't get $4,000 or $5,000 a week installments, and you get it all at the end of the month. I'm like, you're getting so much goddamn money off these nudes.
Look,
like,
if sex work is work, which I agree that it is, it should be normalized, then you got to deal with all the normal. I mean, if sex workers aren't complaining about taxes, then it's not fair.
Well, I think that it's not that I don't think sex work is work. I think it's work. It's that it's like listening to it. Like right now, sex workers make so much goddamn money because of the coronavirus. It's like hearing a goddamn finance guy complain about their job conditions.
Oh, right.
I'm like, you guys are raking it in. I don't care. Like you're getting paid 12 times a year now instead of I set up an OnlyFans. I'm pulling $15,000 a week. I'm like, I don't want to hear any complaints. We've been doing 70,000 of these podcasts. I'm about to celebrate with a cake when we get over $100 a month. I don't give a fuck about your OnlyFans complaints.
Well, okay. All right. That's not part of our conspiracy.
Unless you're a sex
That's
worker
just...
that came over from Tank's podcast. In that case, I regret everything I said. And please listen to the podcast.
Yeah, we love we have a lot of fans in the industry, and we love you guys.
I'm just saying they've skyrocketed to one of the most highest paying careers.
But nothing's stopping you from becoming one of them.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, there is. No one's fucking paying me that much. Come on.
You.
I mean, only women really can make that kind of money, or really, really attractive guys.
I'm
like
not ridiculing
Shane and
I. it because I don't think it's sex work. I'm ridiculing it because it's a job that makes a lot of money, and
You can't do it.
Yeah. And we all and everybody ridicules every job that makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
so welcome to the fucking upper echelon sex workers. You're about to get, you're getting a little
tick. Yeah, we're off the rails. Baby. Okay, listen, let's pivot.
This is a good riff. This is good. Let's start this podcast. I can see myself listening to this and being like, this is funny. Anyway, what do you want to talk about?
All right, well, look, we had a we gave our political disclaimer shit. Just get over it.
Also, we had wildly unliberal opinion I just espoused.
Well, so we had the political conventions, and of course, there was a lot of conspiracies about them that kind of spun out. And we'll start with Joe Biden, who the media was like, "Wow, what a speech by Joe Biden!" I mean, he really delivered a very presidential speech. I don't know what that means when they say something is extremely presidential.
It's pretty good. I mean, it was
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was all weird.
People kept saying it was great because it was short, which, you know, I can get behind that. All Conspiracy Beer Me episodes are now 30 minutes long.
I get on board with that.
Yeah, now, so
an hour is the sweet spot.
But the reason that people were confused is because in the run-up to this, Joe Biden has not seemed particularly lucid or... he has not.
He's got he's got a lisp.
He's got more than that, I think. And
okay.
And Trump has tried to make an issue of it, and of course, you know, Trump passed that test. He aced that test, which was turned out to be like a low level test for dementia or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't really mean that you're not. It just means that you're it just means that your brain wasn't like.
It literally means that we don't have to put you in a home. And like take away your right to drive and certain basic human functions, but he challenged Biden to take that, and there's this conspiracy out there that Biden can't pass the test, which is a very interesting conspiracy. And here's how it goes: it's Trump challenged him, and. When Biden's
what the debate is going to be, it's just going to be the two of them on stage taking a fucking cognitive test. I'm going to kill myself.
They're just going to show animals.
It's just going to be like they're going to show a drawing behind them of an elephant, and the first one to buzz in and be like, "It's an elephant." They're like, "Case closed."
Yeah.
Told you I knew my animals.
This guy's a genius.
So, well, here's how the logic goes, and I think it's actually pretty convincing logic is that. When Trump challenges you to this test, what you do, because everyone knows that Biden's mental state is at issue in this election, is behind the scenes, your doctors go like, all right, Joe, we're going to give you the test. We're not going to tell anybody about it. If you pass, well, then we can go, no, he took the test. It's simple. He passed. Look, if you can't pass, we just won't mention it. Yeah. And he hasn't mentioned it. In fact, when he's been called on it, like a reporter flat out asked him if he took the test, and he's like, "No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying before you get on this program, if you have taken a test, were you on cocaine or not? What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?" And then he said this, which is baffling. He said, "Well, if Trump can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about," which makes no sense. No. That sounds like something somebody who didn't know what was going on would say. It's like, it's hilarious. Well, all right.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Here's what I think. I think of all of Joe Biden's apparent delirium and dementia, I think that was all basically when he was up for like 48 hours a day on the campaign trail. Probably not eating right. Probably not. Trump
He's
has McDonald's.
77. So, I mean, yeah, it's a demanding schedule for a guy that probably takes a nap every day.
Yeah, I fall asleep immediately when I sit on the couch. Like, I can't imagine 77 years old.
I also think this is not just giving an excuse for Biden, but just giving an excuse for any political person that's in the public eye. The amount of things that you're having to comment on and talk about and the volume of the volume of sound bites that any given politician is producing at any given moment. You'd imagine that there's going to be some duds in there, you know?
And they only highlight the duds.
And they really just latch on to the duds. And a lot of the duds that Biden had weren't like weren't that bad.
I mean, that's what people
saying million instead of thousands. And they, but yeah, the thing is, like, he immediately corrected himself afterwards. Like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I think that's the counter argument is that Biden is basically just he's not a great public speaker.
I don't think I don't buy into like the syphilitic brain stuff for Trump either. I think like I don't think either one of them is any more or less cogent than a 70 plus year old person. I think maybe the argument you could be having is why are we picking 70 plus year old people to run the country?
Right.
But I don't necessarily think one or the like. I don't think you can ding Biden. Yeah. Yeah, that was old as shit and not making a lot of sense if you're not going to ding.
That's why we all liked Obama. Not because Obama was a, because he just was 40 something. It was like,
he
was 40.
Yes. He's like, this guy, he fucking seems like he's thinking at normal speed.
Exactly.
Why do you think it is that the founding fathers had 35 as the, because that was pretty damn close to the.
That's when people died. They died.
Yeah, 35 year old is the equivalent. I was like, 35 year old is the equivalent. Do you think they were having the same argument? They're like, I don't know, man. He's 35. Oh, he might be.
Oh, God.
He seems a little too.
I think they were having the opposite argument. It's like for someone to run the president, we want him to be
as old as possible, but not dead.
Right. So they had more experience and less teeth.
now the sun's shifting. Oh, here he goes.
God. This new apartment sucks.
Well, the conspiracy about Biden's speech, though. A conspiracy that I might add that Trump has also latched onto is that Biden was on some kind of drugs before he gave his speech. But I searched.
Is it that same like neuro thing? What is it called?
Booster thing? The beta blocker?
Sign me up for that.
Because Obama used to take that stuff.
Yeah, it's a nootropic.
What's that supplement?
It's the one that all the rich people.
Is this the one that Joe Rogan sells?
Obamanoids. No, that's not what it's called. But you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard about it. It's an experimental drug that's supposed boost your cognitive ability, your concentration, clarity, focus, all this stuff. It's expensive.
I want some.
Everybody wants some, but you don't get any. I mean, that's
what?
Rich people have access to some amazing drugs.
Modafinil.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Modafinil. It's like a limitless stimulant. It's going to be something that in like 15 years, they're going to be like, it's like meth. Because that's what they used to do with the presidents in like the 60s and 70s. They're all on like amphetamines.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was reading about that.
Yeah. Just this week, I was reading about that. How basically amphetamines, everybody was on them.
Man, that's crazy because high performance jobs. Like, I don't know if you know, NCAA football coaches have like one of the most demanding jobs, and it's like just a coke fest in that.
Oh,
like, everybody's
sure.
just coked because they're just trying to just stay up and do work.
Come on, boys, you gotta get out of the field. We're gonna win this game.
I get so mad about this because people are like, oh man, they did so much with their life. I was like, because they were on Adderall.
Well, yeah, but like if you had a doctor who could just prescribe it.
Me too. It makes me angry.
HGH. Yeah, human growth hormone. Like the rich and famous are using HGH. I mean, that's why like Elon Musk's jawline is so pronounced now.
And his hair is back.
And his hair. Yeah, it's all HGH, man.
I need some of that.
HGH makes your body think that it's in puberty again, and so everything grows. Your dick grows, your hair grows,
Elon Musk.
Here, take this. Take this pill.
I got a new idea for a thing called a Neuralink, and it'll make you be able to connect your mind to, I think I'm going through puberty. That's Elon.
Well,
thank you, everybody. That's been your care.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, does he sound? He doesn't sound like that, does he?
No, he sounds bizarre,
the joke
though.
Was that he was...
I don't know how he sounds though.
He's like
I've never heard him
autistic.
Speak.
I watched that Neuralink presentation.
Imagine a robot with an accent.
Yeah. He's
oh
like a,
wow.
If like a, it's like if somebody built an AI but only downloaded speeches from Bond villains, and that's how they, and that's how they figured out like the cadence of how people talk.
Like all those conspiracy videos that clearly have like a automated voice on them.
Well,
you know?
It's like if you were like building a Siri. But you fed it only like just Bond speeches. And then it's just like, why does he talk like this? You're like,
what's weird too is Oh, I don't know if when he talks, also, it's like his mouth fills with spit. It always seems like he's trying to suck spit back in his mouth when his mouth moves. It's super
He's probably
weird.
Not fully human, right? Like if anybody's a hybrid alien, maybe?
Well, somebody wanted us to talk about the Neuralink, but we can get to that later. Or
yeah, we'll
now.
Get to it. We'll get to it. Okay. Yeah, what, tell us, talk about the Neuralink real quick.
Okay,
we'll
so patron and subscriber to the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to remember who it was. I'm pulling it up right now. Somebody was asking us to talk about Neuralink because they just, I think it was Chloe. Yeah, it was Chloe. And she was wondering about talking about the Neuralink. So, okay, so.
Yeah, what is Neuralink?
Elon Musk. One of my least favorite guys in the world.
but I love his cars.
I do want a Tesla so badly. it's a very weird relationship me and him have. So he's got his hands in Tesla. He's got his hands in space. But then his other project is this thing called the Neuralink, which is it's literally what people complain that Bill Gates is trying to do. Where they're like, Bill Gates is trying to put a chip in all of us. And then, meanwhile, Elon Musk is like, I'm designing a chip that we could put in all of us.
Yeah.
so I don't know why people are getting on Bill Gates about this thing.
I don't know. Because he's trying to do it secretly. Like, I'll put it in a vaccine.
Bill Gates is weird. I mean,
whereas, Musk is overt about it.
Yeah. So the idea is that he's trying to put this chip in. It's like a little – so the latest version of it is this little coin-sized thing. And they're building a robot that installs it because they need a robot to have the precision to do it. And the way it works is there's a little chip and there's all these like very thin cables coming off of it, these like copper cables. And what they do is the robot makes an incision in your head and then it drills out a coin-sized part of your skull.
Oh, fuck.
And then the robot inserts these little wires.
I'm down so
it's
far.
It's such a microscopic level that it's able to see where your blood vessels are and avoid them. So the whole idea is like this would be like an outpatient procedure where you would go in.
Yeah.
The actual procedure would take like an hour. You wouldn't need general anesthesia. And so you'd go in the morning and you'd leave in the afternoon with a fucking chip in your head. And right now, like the idea is that the chip has, I think it has like 1,024 strands. So it like, that's like kind of like the different areas of what it can read from the brain. And the way it works is you kind of train the chip to understand what your neurons are doing. So what you'll do is like, you'll have this, so the chip is like reading your neurons, but it doesn't really know what those mean. So it has like, you have to like go through a phase of like calibrating it.
Right. Had this type of thing that just goes on your head for years, because I played a VR game where I just had to think that my character was jumping through hoops and it would.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I did it. Yeah. I wore a little headset and you just like play this game.
It could jump and it would jump.
Yeah. But it took a while for it to like
train it.
You have to train it. So you'd play and you'd be like, all right, you have to really concentrate to like, I want my character to fly.
That can't be possibly right.
I played it. Yeah. And it's
like, it wasn't reacting to like just.
Nope.
Eye movement?
No, not at all. I mean, eye tracking isn't even in the headsets currently, so it's like, yeah.
So they...
That's wild. Mind blown.
So right now it has this... So the way they demoed it is that they had these three pigs. The one pig was... I think the one pig was just like a regular pig, and they were just like, this is a regular pig. The other pig was a pig that had... The
chicks for
oh, there. Okay. There was one pig that had one chip in its head. There was another pig that had the
made
chip
a straw
put into it and then taken out. So they were like, see, we can take the chip out and it doesn't fucking.
Oh, it's that old light bulb riddle. I know this one.
And then there was a third pig that had two neural links in it.
Ooh.
And what they were showing was that they had set up, they had programmed the neural link that whenever his snout touched anything, it would make this chime. So they would like go to feed him, and it's like kind of nuts. Like every time, like his nose would touch against the person, the handler's hand, this like beep would go. So
okay,
that's
I'm 100% against this. By the way,
I'm half on board. Pigs? If Facebook
no,
doesn't
I don't
own
care
it,
about the
I'm
I don't care about the pigs. I mean, look, I am not a I like animals. I'm not opposed to doing anything for medical scientific purposes to an animal that we routinely eat. Like if we eat it, we should be able to do whatever we fucking
That's
want.
That's why I'm cool with the monkeys.
You're cool with the monkey stuff?
Yeah, because I eat monkeys all the time.
I want to pick a cybernetic penis.
Ooh.
And then
you know their
works,
penises are corkscrews, like their tails.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Well, okay. Well, so basically, we got chips that go in our brains now, and
so that was so they demonstrated that it was has reading capability. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that they're trying to do is writing capability, which is the scarier thing.
Yeah, that's not
that's the scary thing.
So it's basically like it can make you think you smell something, or make you think you see something, or
that's
make you
I'm
think you hear something, or taste something. Literally, it would be able to interface with whatever
your brain,
Yeah, interface with your brain.
You can do VR in your brain.
Yeah. Right.
Someone could control you, right?
Yeah.
And they officially just got their FDA breakthrough status, and they're starting their human clinical trials soon. And they just had that big pig demonstration was because they're trying to recruit people. And basically, Elon Musk is like, we don't need to raise any more money. We don't need to raise any more like anything else. I just need the brightest minds because I want to put a chip in it.
You could make super soldiers.
It's kind of nuts. That's a terrible idea. I mean,
it seems like a bad idea, but the funniest thing to me was that you still have to charge it. So it showed like basically like, I don't know if you've ever seen like an Apple Watch, but it has like that little inductive charger.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, basically he's like, when you go to bed, you have to like put this little inductive charger on your head.
Oh.
That's how you charge
it. I cannot believe that he's figured out how to control the brains with a chip and he hasn't figured out how to charge stuff.
Yeah, you would assume that it would just charge biochemically or something.
Yeah, just use the heat that your body naturally produces.
I mean, they have kinetic watches that charge by walking.
This movement.
So
yeah,
why not just use kinetic energy?
You got to bob your head everywhere you go. You're like,
You're like, oh, he's got a chip.
Like sun.
Nope.
Solar.
The other thing that's a little concerning is that, so if it's like a rechargeable battery, that means you got a fucking nickel cadmium battery in your head.
Oh, it could explode.
Like, I mean, it doesn't happen often, but I mean, for the people that it does that, you know, people,
I mean,
iPhone exploded in my pocket and burned my leg. You would just die. It would just blow up your brain. But yeah, so
this is a terrible idea.
But think about, if there was a way to stop the bad applications, think about what you could do. You could connect it to Apple HomeKit, and you could turn your lights on when you got home just by thinking about it. Who doesn't want that? You could change your temperature in your house.
Man, I think
you're change the channel
small.
On the TV.
But what about when there's a bug or in the system or somebody gains control and can program
fucked.
Remotely? You're done.
Yeah, the bad parts outweigh the good parts for sure.
Yeah. But you walk out of an Apple store, and the guy who's controlling your brain just says, hand me over your stuff, and you're just like, giving your stuff away because that's what your brain's telling you to do. That's
but imagine terrible. Like imagine this is like the Matrix where you could
where
you can have access to every piece of human knowledge immediately. You could just be like, hey, I wish I knew how to install blinds into metal into sheet metal, and then you're like, I actually do know how to do that.
Yeah
that's that this goes back to something we've said many times in this pod, which if something like the Matrix ever happens, the big difference is it's not going to be a war. It's just going to be us being like, yeah, awesome. Like what? You're going to put me in a fucking tube and let me just watch like movies all day? Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah. Like it's not.
Although I mean there is,
we're going to willfully go into bondage is what I'm saying.
A thing of my own cum.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that. It's like the Matrix. You're just in a vat of your own jizz.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, the way people have spoken about like why we're even here on this Earth is similar to that. It's like we signed up to go to Earth as like our spirits are connected to our bodies, and we basically are here in terms of a similar thing like the Matrix, where we don't know that we're there's a separate reality to what we're living.
That's a great. That's a great. We're not physically. We're spiritually somewhere else.
Yeah.
And when you're born, what you've done is you're like, yeah, look, put me into the Matrix, man. And then you're just, you're born, your consciousness is born into.
I picked this vessel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that face.
It seems like you're just like, I'm about to create a character screen. I'm like, yeah. I think I nailed
this.
It.
You chose this.
Did I ironically pick me as like a joke?
I'm
like,
you probably did.
It'd be a funny, I'd be like when you make your character on like Red Dead Redemption as stupid as possible.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, like, I'm 100% against the Neuralink until Apple makes its own, and then I will be there.
And you're there.
Yeah.
You, that's how much you love Apple.
I like their products. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice
scary,
to be like, I'd be like,
brand
damn,
loyalty,
I'd be,
man.
I could be watching porn just in my head.
Well, yeah, I gave that up.
I think
so.
You can do that with your imagination.
But, yeah, but it's not as good.
I mean, then you get a bad imagination.
I can simulate in my mind the sensation of busting. Without even busting.
That's
I've had dreams like that.
You've said that I'm like, okay. I might
I've had that happen.
I might go for that.
No, like physical, physical sensation. It just feels like it happened.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
That'd be great.
You've never had a dream like that? Where you're like, ugh.
No,
you're like,
oh,
thank God.
I woke up in a pile of my own shit.
Yeah, but I didn't have a wet dream. I've had these. It's great. It's like, oh, I got the good part without the bad. This is
That's like a pro tip for all of our young listeners. If you're ever having a dream and you're peeing or pooping, like, wake up. Wake up, because it's probably happening.
I'm just saying that'd be a pretty good application. You could just be like sitting. You could be in line at the DMV and you'd be like,
Mazzani.
What was that?
Mazzani. Like, where's Mazzani?
They call me Dry Boy.
And they're like, hey, show us your pants. I think you just came in your pants. And you show them the pants, and the pants are clean. You go,
yeah, you're like, nope.
Nice try. Now give me my new updated license.
I didn't come in my pants. I came in my head.
I came in my head. My brain is filled with semen now.
Yeah, right?
Well, just so we can get back onto the topic at hand.
To Trump, Biden stuff.
Trump, yeah. So Biden, people say he was on drugs during that great, that it was okay.
Metamucil.
I did look. I tried to find any drug that could make you a better public speaker. And the only thing I found, which, by the way, is fucking awesome, is a company called Kick. Is selling anxiety medicines in the form of an Altoid mint that you can pop before a date or a public speech or anything. And
it's a beta blocker that you can take that's an Altoid form.
Yeah, it's basically what it is. It's a beta blocker in Altoid form. And psychiatrists and psychologists are like, what's
like
the
hardly
fuck?
That's hardly a performance-enhancing drug.
Think it's awesome that people are going to be carrying around anxiety medications like Altoids and just popping them. I mean, I think social anxiety is like one of the most crippling diseases that our culture has, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I think we all...
I think that... I forgot what my riff was going to be.
You fucked up.
Look, but whatever you think about whether Biden was using drugs to give a good speech... There is no doubt that Donald Trump Jr., who gave
us... He was yacked up. That was hilarious.
Yeah, so
dude,
much yacked.
That was great.
My man was coked out of his fucking gourd.
Yeah, his eyes were so... I could ski on those there. Skate on those eyeballs.
God, he was
glassy.
So the conspiracy is that his immigrant girlfriend did such a great job.
Hey.
No, that's the joke.
Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Yeah, well, she made a big point about her mother being an immigrant. Her mother is from
wild.
Puerto
she's
Rico.
Screaming a lot.
She was yelling.
Yeah.
Oh, she was saying that she's an immigrant from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, and when people were like, that's an American territory. You're a citizen. So it's pretty...
I mean, they're not treated like it, so I kind of understand what she's saying, but also it is a territory.
Yeah.
Look... The Puerto Ricans are a complicated people.
Absolutely.
They're definitely Americans, though. I mean, am I? All right. Well, she gave such a good speech. She was doing so well that Donald Trump Jr. was like, I got to match her energy, man. And then he just railed off a few lines of cocaine. And that's why he went out there and had the sniffles and those crying eyes. And that's.
Well, why wouldn't you be doing that shit if you're. Yeah. If I was Donald Trump's son.
Why not?
Be coked out of my mind 24/7.
And he's
fast life only.
Yeah, and there's been rumors that he knows that if shit goes bad for them, they're fucked. So he's like, might as well fucking get it in now.
I mean, that's not a bad play. If it's like, look, either my dad gets reelected or we all go to jail. So, you know, whatever, man. I'll just fucking.
No, they're none of them are going to the jail. Come on.
I mean, no. But I mean, I think if
it's all good, it's going to, as soon as
they get exposed, it could be bad.
No, if Biden wins, it's going to be this thing to be like, let's just unify and move forward. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. I could see that happening for sure.
Are you saying that Trump's going to go
get a free pass? Yes.
Peacefully? You think he's
probably
thing.
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, that's a different thing, but I mean, like, I think that. I'm saying beyond that, if he leaves office and Biden's in office, I imagine that the wanting to charge him with crimes evaporates very quickly, because I think it'll be like, that's just looking backwards. We should look forwards, which is
you might be right. One of the things about Donald Trump
is going to piss people off more. It's going to divide.
More. Exactly. They want to bring people together, not.
Well, one of the things that I've come to realize about Donald Trump is that. A lot of the, maybe it's something I've realized about the presidency, is that a lot of it is just tradition. It's not law.
Right.
And Donald Trump
seems like a design mistake.
He
should be 35.
And Donald Trump is just like, why do I have to do that? And they're like, well, it's traditional. And he's like, well, I don't want to do it. So I just won't do it.
Yeah. Kudos.
And that's just who he is. And if you have a problem with that, like, just, you know, vote what you want. But I mean, do you think
unless you're trying to vote by mail, because then your vote's going to get lost in the mail, or except if you live in a blue district and then they somehow close your polling place, or except you live. Yeah. I mean,
if you want to vote against Trump, don't, there's plenty of opportunities to vote against Trump.
Yeah. I've sent in 2 ballots already.
Yeah. both my cats voted.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be like American Idol, man. How can we have a better system for the fucking
get 10
best
votes.
Singer?
If I eat at Wendy's that week, I get 10 extra votes because I ate at Wendy's. I get 10 Wendy's votes. Why isn't that part of the election?
Text 80085 for Trump.
For Trump.
Man.
Boobs.
I don't know why this jogged my memory on this, but I read an article today that it's about how stupid Americans are. And they said that Arby's came out with a hamburger to rival the Quarter Pounder at some point. And it failed miserably.
Because it was called the Third Pounder.
It was called the Third Pounder. And people thought it was less. That's right.
That's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I've been kind of warming up to the
idea. How did you know
that?
You know that story?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking boy genius. I'm kind of warming up to the idea of a fourth term.
Trump?
Second term.
Yeah, you getting in there?
I mean, obviously that's not my pick, but I feel like it'll just be balls to the wall. I think we're just like at a hump where
untouchable.
It's like, I think we're at a hump where it's like not fun, but I think if we tip over to like just pure chaos,
like purge fun,
then it becomes fun again. Exactly. I think we're like at the, like the just like it's like it's too somber and real.
Yeah.
But like second term, he's like coronavirus.
Well, interesting.
That's just fake as hell. Go outside, breathe each other's mouths. Fucking everybody gets a gun, shoot whoever you want. Let's go. Businesses,
it's like twisted metal.
Businesses, you lose money if you don't put chemicals in the water. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Killing danger.
Well, that's an interesting interesting segue to one of our next conspiracies, because Biden received an interesting endorsement this week, which you guys probably saw.
From Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer, who
is a
white supremacist and endorsed Biden, and he said that the Democrats are more competent. But here's what people have said, is that when he says they're competent, what he means is they're going to bring chaos faster, and he wants chaos. He wants the system to burn down.
Is that the definition of competent?
I think it's the exact opposite of the definition.
That makes no fucking sense.
It's
going to be more. There's going to be more chaos than
no.
If,
Spencer,
if your goal is chaos, I think you've mission accomplished. Who's even on both sides? I don't think any Republicans are looking at this and going, "Not enough chaos." It seems pretty ordered.
white nationalists have a theory called accelerationism.
Okay.
Which is the belief that advancing liberal policies is a means of sowing chaos, which they believe will bring about a white supremacist revolution. So the more they can make liberal policies seem ridiculous, which we'll talk about one in a second, the more often they think they can gain people who will believe that, like, yeah, we're better off when white people are in control.
Oh boy.
Well, that's different than what you just said, though, because what you're saying is, like, accelerationism would be the idea of, it sounded like you were saying that, like, by accelerating liberal, the idea is that you make, like, liberal beliefs seem so stupid and more, that it would cause more chaos.
No, that's what I'm saying. By causing more chaos, people see how the fallacy in it all, and right. Then they'll be like, no, we need to swing the pendulum back to the old days. That's the theory.
Okay.
So, but
I can't tell if Richard Spencer, it's like an inside job where someone was like, you know, it'd be really funny. Like, you know, it'd really throw him for a loop is if you said that you endorse Biden, or if they just, or if he really does feel like, listen, I can't get my Nazi views through in such a chaotic environment. I need, people need to at least be able to know they have healthcare and they have jobs. And then we can deal with white people being the master race. But right now, there's just too many other things going on. And that's why I'm voting for Biden, because we need to get back on track so that I can get back on track in convincing people that white people are the master
race. Yeah, we need to get back in the background to where we're not, like, people aren't looking at us every day. That way we can move policies forward.
I think you can't be a Nazi in front of people.
You've got to be in the background.
I think what white nationalists want is they want radicalization of marginalized white men, right? Where they're just like,
well, they got it.
Yeah, they got that.
Well, they're getting it. And the more, man. Yeah, fuck, I mean, right. Crazy. I mean, the more that like there's protests every time an African American is wrongfully killed by the police, white nationalism, their numbers go up because somebody, some 17-year-old who plays Fortnite all day is like,
tries to build a box around a bunch of protesters.
He just walks around the protest trying to find guns in, like, random places.
Correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. I'm starting to think, and this might be an unpopular opinion, I'm starting to think that Black Lives Matter is gonna backfire.
Well, that's Richard. That's Richard Spencer's point.
Do you think they're framing BLM around the people that are also rioting and doing stuff?
I think the law and order stuff. I mean, yeah, obviously they're different, but I'm saying, like, I think the protests and riots are gonna backfire. It's really, if that wasn't going on, Trump has no. Have no claim to explain what his plan
is. This is what's happening with the riots. This is absolutely true, is that there's the people that go to protest, and then there are extremists on both sides that are like, we're going to fucking blow this stuff up. And there are white nationalists and there are extremists on the other side who are coming to these protests, and they are instigating violence. And the white nationalists know that no matter who does it, the other side's going to get blamed.
Yeah.
So I think there's a wrinkle in there. I think the left is being taken for a ride on this stuff because...
Yes, I agree with that.
Because I think the right knows if you are on the right and you do if you cause a riot, they're either going to turn a blind eye to it, they're going to blame it on the left, or they're going to say that you're a hero and good job, you shot those people in self-defense even though you brought a gun over state lines. So I think either way... I think the left, when people that are on the left are like, I don't care anymore, this is all fucked, I'm just going to go out and break stuff because they don't give me the things I want. I think you're falling right for their fucking thing, which I get the flip of that, the more nuanced opinion on that is like, well, rioting is the language of the unheard. But I think that, like, there's a part of me that thinks that there can't be a coincidence that right before the election, during coronavirus, while Trump had no plan forward to win the election, that this law and order stuff falls right into his lap.
Right.
You're saying these police are intentionally killing black people, or they're just
I think that's where conspiracy theorists always get, they like think too much of it is part of the conspiracy.
Right.
I think that there are high-level Republican strategists that looked back the riots in the 60s caused a backlash and help led to more Republicans being elected. And then they basically were like, if we could spin this, and because Black Lives Matter was wildly popular at the beginning, like in the beginning of May, wildly popular. All of them were wildly popular. Then all of a sudden, more and more riots started popping up. And then all of a sudden, all the coverage was about the riots. And there were more riots, and there was more coverage of riots. And I think it was just that. I think the Republicans are better at the media than old media.
Well, I mean, these people they've spent their entire lives figuring out a way to strategize and like profit on this issue. Whereas we are people that are all of a sudden just being thrust into it or just having our eyes open to the injustices, even though it's been around forever. So we're 40 years behind on the game. In terms of like having to catch up, and like they're using people that are just now like, I got to do something. And they're like, well, the thing you're doing is because we told you to do it.
Yeah. I think 100% there's Republicans spinning these events out of control and then being able to, if you watch any of the RNC, the only thing that he was hanging his hat on was the law and order stuff, which wasn't a thing at the beginning of the year. You wouldn't have been able to make that argument at
all. This kind of actually is another good jump to our next topic because, and I left out the quick note that people have noticed that Melania Trump's redesign of the White House garden, if you look at it from aerial view, it spells out KKK in the bushes.
Shut up.
It's got to be a mistake.
No.
Street view, I mean, we don't get satellite photos of the White House.
I've seen it. It's a border. It's the bushes that like have this like kind of diagonal pattern, and it looks like K. So it's like on each side. It's like
I gotta look this up. I'm gonna look this shit up.
But here's what this all led me to.
This is fake.
No, it's not fake. It's just
no. The redesigned White House Rose Garden doesn't spell KKK.
No, it's. I'm saying it. No, it. It the but. If you look at it aerial, you can see the K's in the hedges.
Oh, definitely that's not what it is. Come on.
I'm telling you what. I don't believe that. I just report the news, man.
It's just a boxwood hedge design. It's classic. It's basic. It's downright boring.
Oh my God. I think
these things happen and people get distracted, but you guys got eyes on the prize. Don't like if you want Trump out, don't focus on this shit. There's better things to focus on.
And actually, there's four K's in the garden.
KKK. Man, it's really K.
KKK.
But all this stuff with Richard Spencer and generally what you're talking about, Sam and Shane, is that I kind of stumbled across this article on this company called Stratfor. Do you guys familiar with Stratfor? It's short for Strategic Forensics, and it is a private intelligence agency, which some people think it's a joke. Like it's they just conned people into paying them for information you can just find on Google. But other people think that it's just the tip of the iceberg on what is an increasingly privatized intelligence network in the United States and across the world. And it's actually kind of scary. Because what essentially it is these are private spies. They most often pose as journalists. And the reason they do that is because by pretending to be journalists, they're kind of in the same industry that journalists is. They're trying to collect information. They're trying to infiltrate and get contacts inside of groups. And also that gives them all the protections of the First Amendment. But in fact, what they're doing is they're taking that information and they're selling it either in the financial markets or in some cases, well, most often to the U.S. government, who uses these private networks to circumnavigate the legal system. And it's become such a problem that people have noted that kind of unbeknownst to most Americans, the largest of these private spy corporations have recently merged. So now there's basically five companies who together have a larger spy network than the CIA in America.
Will they take any price anyone pays them? Like any, are they free agents?
Yeah, I want to be a spy.
Yeah, I mean, they deal in information. So most of these people have spies all over the world. I mean, you're a disgruntled federal spy and you're like, I'm ready to get out of this rat race. And someone's like, come work for me. I have a private agency. Most of our information goes to the government. Like, we are privately contracted. So we're outside the sort of normal checks and balances of a central intelligence agency, but we give information to the government. We give it to banks. We give it to investors who want to know, like, when a merger is going to happen. Like, they deal in information. And one of the things that we know for a fact is that, and this is what's called Project Veritas. Project Veritas is a conservative group who their main goal is they embed spies into political campaigns, largely exclusively almost into liberal political campaigns. So what they do is they just get someone to pose as a staffer.
Hey, what's up? My name's Billy. I'm from Brooklyn. Did you guys see that new episode of Girls last night? Anyway.
Oh, man, Billy's so
cool.
Do
you guys know Bernie Sanders' email password? I was hoping to just... I had a good kombucha recipe that I wanted to share with... Anyway, this was pretty lit, guys. I gotta go.
I love how he wears a beanie in the summer.
He's just sweating bullets. So. Yeah. Beanie time, man. Anyway, man, I love Childish Gambino.
It's so good. This is America. Am I right?
Think about the value of embedding a spy into like a campaign.
How boring,
or even the White House. How what?
How boring would that job be? It's like, yeah, they went door to door and we ordered four pizzas and
they made cookies with Biden's name on it. Well, these really aren't going to do anything.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's easy to think about it from the perspective of if you got something like really salacious, but if you're thinking about it from the point of like just information,
like some guys just like, I have an idea. What if Biden says the N-word? like just at the debate, he just says the N-word. Like, what if, don't you think
we just
that
put it in
get...
the teleprompter?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that, cause all right. I'm not a spy. I'm just spitballing ideas here. Anyway,
no, I just wonder if he might, cause he's an old guy, you know?
Yeah.
He said it before, probably.
Cause you're trying to appeal to the Midwest. What if he says the N-word?
Yeah, we got to get not his base. We're trying to get all sides of the aisle.
Sorry, Billy. When did you start working here? I think we're paying too much attention on me and my idea. We could just move on. Okay, so we don't do that. We don't do that one. Yeah. Anyway, did you guys see the latest episode of Girls last night? Billy, that show is not on air anymore.
I think that the people that are buying this, obviously, I mean, like Hillary Clinton's campaign bought information from a private spy network, right? I mean, like the problem with this private spy network is that, one, it's becoming so vast. And also, like Donald Trump, he has been entertaining the idea to add a private spy network to counter what he calls the deep state enemies. Ooh, of the CIA,
the shallow federals.
Funny to imagine that these private spy agencies are just young people that know how to use like social media.
Yeah, right.
So it's like,
yeah,
Hillary Clinton's like, did you get the spy information I was asking for? And they're like, yeah, here you go. And he's like, oh, wow. So Biden likes Family Guy. He took a quiz and he's more of a Hufflepuff. Oh, well, this is some good stuff. Where'd you find this? Like, it took our spies a long time to really get it. Yeah. It took us a lot of undercover work. Like, this is really great. He shops at J. Crew. He's got 11,787 J. Crew points. We're going to be able to do a lot of, I don't know why Hillary's
voice is
Biden. Yeah. It sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Well, yeah, I think that you're hinting at what ultimately is the problem, is that because these private spy networks are not bound by sort of rules of law, they kind of have carte blanche to do whatever they want. And they know they learned from the CIA. So they're using prostitutes and drugs, and they're getting compromise on people, and they're doing anything they can to kind of get information.
Can you say that again into my titty? What'd you say about what do you get? You said you're going to change your platform. Maybe you could just say that into my tit one more time.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean that, but they're actually using a lot of sex slaves, not slaves. They're using a lot of sex workers
yes,
to gather information. And, you know, so it look, the Blackwater founder, Eric Prince, who by the way is the brother of Betsy DeVos, which I don't think most people realize.
And also, doesn't he own part of iHeartRadio?
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So he,
I love
he's
these guys
a Blackwater.
Always have a weird, they have like, they got yeah. one regular investment got, to keep you
yeah,
off the trip.
He's got like a Lego yeah. collection that's out of this world. It's yeah. like really yeah, weird.
Like Dick Cheney's like, I also own 15 IHOPs. So yeah.
And,
I don't know what you're saying about me being a bad guy.
Major shareholder of Build-A-Bear, and you know how much yeah. kids love Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Berg, I'm involved in both.
Yeah.
Well, the scary part about all of this is that, well, all of it's kind of scary, but the U.S. is part, I don't know if you guys know this, is part of a spy network called the Five Eyes. Are you familiar?
No.
Five Eyes is
Hey,
a,
Five Eyes, you nerd.
Well, it's five countries that came together and agreed to share intelligence information based upon a treaty signed after
Sounds
World War
gay.
II.
Mm.
Yeah. But they are employing these private citizens, and these private spy companies to do most of their groundwork. And here's where it gets scary. Five Eyes has told most of the major messaging applications and companies that they want access to unencoded messaging that's being sent.
Unencrypted.
Unencrypted.
Yeah. Wait, just zeros and ones? They want the zeros and ones?
Yeah.
Well,
what
they want
to do this forever.
Yeah.
Apple's like, yeah, no chance. No way.
Right. And so, but the end-to-end encryption that we've all come to, they keeps us safe. Five Eyes has basically said we want to have access to unencrypted messages, and that's what scares people, because outside of the norm of like some kind of government check and balance where you have to sort of abide by the laws of the Fourth Amendment, these private spy companies under the protection of the First Amendment, if they get access to our messaging, not only can they read your messages, they can alter or amend your messages, which that is what is truly terrifying.
That's why you need blockchain messaging.
Well, that's the whole thing with the encryption stuff is like that people are like, they want Apple to put like a back door into the encryption so that they can, if like the FBI, like it was like when the Boston bomber guys, when they were like trying to get into their fucking iPhones, and they were like, can you hack the iPhones? And well, they were like, you surely have a way in. And Apple said, no, that's not how encryption is designed. Right. If there is a way into it, it's not encrypted.
Right. I mean, that's right. You can't, if you have a key to unlock the encryption, you can't give that key to anybody else. It's not
it's beyond that. It's just not how encryption works. It's like it's a process that's built into the phone. It's not like Apple has
it's
a secret
a password.
Right. It's that your phone generates
that's what I'm
a
saying.
Hash.
You can't,
and like
you can't have
way,
a skeleton key that unlocks all.
Right, because then it's not encryption at all. It's just there's...
Right.
The Apple has no... The only way Apple's able to get in those phones is that they're able to use... The way that they do it is that they use hacks and exploits that are already documented by hackers that have like hacked the phone. And the only way that only ever works is that if like the chance that their phone's not updated all the way.
Right.
So, And just to be clear, I can get behind the idea.
That's why you should update your iPhone as much
right
as possible.
Right now. Stop this podcast. You know, unsubscribe.
We're sponsored by Apple.
Or Android.
Yeah, I'm an
just
Android.
Keep your shit updated because the FBI is still your phone. They're like, you listen to this conspiracy theory?
Well, but my point is that if it's a federal or a state law agency that has to go before a judge and make a compelling argument as to why they should have access to your text messages for reasons of national security, and it's the highest of high standards, I can kind of get behind that. But if it's just the fact that you're a private spy agency and you have access to this and you're like, you know what? We think there's a compelling reason, meaning somebody's paid us to bring down somebody or to plant evidence on their phone through text messaging. Like more and more people are starting to realize, and there, I went into the rabbit hole on this. People are in court and they're like, I didn't send those messages.
Oh shit.
Like people are like, I did not send those text messages. And that becomes a really scary reality when you have private spy networks that have access to people's phones and messaging systems, and they can send messages that can compromise people.
But couldn't you just as easily do that with an email or a letter?
Yeah, but you'd have to basically socially engineer it, which you can. You can hack somebody. You can hack somebody through social engineering or through somewhat complicated hacking. But the idea that a private company that's beholden not just to the government, but also beholden to corporations who pay dearly for this information. I mean, one article said that basically these corporations pay $40,000 a week for information that basically every journalist has access to. They're paying for it to get it quickly and first and before it's published.
Is that the Wall Street Journal paywall, $40,000?
Hey, take that.
WSJ.
I mean, I'm a little bit alarmed by the idea that we have a $50 billion private spy industry in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and those spies have a vested interest for various reasons to embed themselves in law enforcement agencies. I mean, imagine being a cop who's a spy. Like, I'm a cop, but what I care about is just gathering information that could be used and sold. And certainly for finances. I mean, embedding people in pharmaceutical companies that are spies. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why somebody would want to spy. And if you do it under the guise of journalism, you're essentially untouchable. In fact, some people have said the spies posing as journalists are actually putting journalists at risk because journalists are constantly being tortured because other countries think that they're spies when they're really just gathering information.
Right. So. I work for ESPN. Fuck. Come on. And they even.
Entertainment Spy Network. Sure.
I'm covering bocce ball. Jesus Christ.
Tell us, who do you work for?
Who owns ESPN now?
WRAL.
Gawker Media, please let me go.
Yeah. Deadspin, help.
Please, God. I work at BuzzFeed. Please.
I guess the only thing we didn't talk about.
Batteries off my nipples.
Please, but talk closer into it as you take it off so I know who you're talking about.
This guy's nipples got a microphone in it.
Hey, wait a minute.
So I don't know where we are on time. I think we're probably close.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get to Fast Radio Burst, which we'll take up in our Patreon episode, which comes out Wednesday.
Yeah,
no, it comes out Thursday. Drop. The C drop, next C drop, we'll talk about FRBs. Any final thoughts on buy networks, politics, cocaine, speeches?
My final thought is that, unfortunately, I don't know if throughout time, if any of these situations have played out in favor of the underdog. Have they? Don't people in positions of power always gain power and always stay in power? I mean, I know that I know that people like get overthrown and things like that, but people that have done the work outside of those people, so like people, it's not the little guy that takes power and like ends up being in control because they haven't been spending their lives doing the research and understanding geopolitics. People that are in power always stay in power. So my thoughts with this is that it's kind of dire. I think that we can constantly shed a light on these things, but these people that are in power are going to stay in power. And I think that even if a new person takes power, they're no better than the last people. And there's no way to get around that. So if people are trying to find back doors into our cell phones, if they're trying to spy on us, that is very hard. I mean, obviously you can protest and there's legislation and there's things like that, but I think it's very hard for lasting change to happen. And I don't know.
So just put the chip in your head and just go.
Yeah,
with
just
it.
Fucking just be Elon Musk pig and just fucking.
You might be right.
Live in a vat of your own cum. Like, I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, you're probably. I mean, this is what are you going to do? Just
fatalist, but
I was just thinking about the deep state.
Just get it over with.
And I was like, I just think about it. Either the deep state, if the deep state's real, well, either this. Deep state's not real because Trump is either part of it or it's not real enough to be effective.
Or he's a double secret agent.
Well, I'm just saying it's not real enough to be effective because if there's like this secret shadow organization that doesn't like Trump and is running the country, well, they're not really doing a lot to slow him down.
A good job, guys.
Yeah, it's like, so then how's that going for finding all the pedophiles? Like that's
right.
Going,
so it either means
Trump's
that it doesn't exist.
Trump's the Jar Jar Binks of presidents.
Which is like it means it doesn't exist. It either doesn't exist or he's a part of it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean,
we didn't really talk about we talked a little bit at the beginning about the 4chan, 8chan, pedophile
QAnon.
QAnon being like tracing his IP address.
They traced his IP address and figured out that it's the 4chan guy.
Guy who owns 4chan.
Well, no, it's the guy that switched to 8chan and then got 8chan. Banned from 8chan. So 8chan. He started what's the new one is, whatever the new one is.
16chan,
and no older. I like him.
Yeah,
less than ooh. That. Hey, okay,
I like
dude.
Him. I like him. Chains,
we get it.
And I love him 16.
That's right. No, but that's something interesting. We should definitely spend some time talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we
but
should
like,
talk
yeah,
about that.
This is all like, I mean, one of our. Great listeners that we love. She always comments on stuff. She posted about all those kids being found, like 40 kids, 39 kids were found in Georgia. And it's like, where is that on the news? There's like four
stories.
Why
is that
like,
not like
it's not everywhere.
Story.
And it's like, that was a huge deal. Thank you for posting that on our subreddit. But yeah, like, why aren't we talking about
that's the thing I think that scares me is that the spy network and even Richard Spencer that we talked about, like there just seems to be people that want chaos to reign, confusion and chaos and distraction.
That damn loose energy.
And like, that might, I mean, in a way, that's what fuels the reptilian belief structure, right? There's like, who could possibly benefit from this much chaos?
Yeah.
Somebody has to be, or else it wouldn't exist, right?
I mean, the stock market, if you look at it, it's doing pretty good.
I don't know. Things are nuts right now.
Yeah.
My final thoughts.
Yeah. Funniest episode ever.
That's right.
That's it. Like our final comments are like, and we can't do anything about it. Next.
Oh, no, we will still keep the riffs on tap. I think we had some good ones.
No,
I think
no.
We also lost Justin. So
yeah, Justin's frozen
anyway.
In time.
He's frozen. So I'll just say it for this is Big Conspiracy Beer Me. I've been Justin Scranton and Sam Mazzani.
I've been Shane Smith. Oh, he's back.
Damn, I had a great point. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane
Smith.
All right. Peace.
Peace.